7 o'clock hours brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. You'll also find them in Ava, Thayer, and Mountain Home, Arkansas. We've got 21 minutes after 7. It's time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head to the Bayou Resort. And Gary Ferracci, how we doing?
We're doing well this morning, Gary. Happy Thursday.
Yes, I need a drink. Hold on. I just made this one specially for you. Oh, man, that's so good. All right.
That's the way to jumpstart the morning.
Get fired one. So here we are, a week after another 100-year storm. So how many you seeing lots of boats, and you're the fisher people are like all giddy and stuff? What are we hearing?
Okay. The first couple of days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the bite was really good. The bass were, I mean, I saw so many limits of bass. It was really good. And I think that was all the bait that was washing into the lake and stuff. The fish were feeding. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, it kind of died off. It was really tough. I mean, not even hardly seeing them. So, it's interesting. I don't know if it was that we had a cold front that came through yesterday. I don't know if that was it. I'm not sure. But the bite was really good, and all of a sudden it dropped right off. The same thing basically happened with the crappie.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's hope today's better.
Oh, yeah. You know, well, the Bassmasters, they had their tournament. Of course, they did fish Thursday. They did not fish Friday. They did not fish Saturday. So, a lot of baits that people have been throwing, or they were throwing, was a lot of swimming shad, you know, little swim baits.
Right.
I mean, they were... pretty much all of them. They were throwing those little swim baits mocking the shad.
Right. That's what I understood, that they were throwing the swim bait.
Yeah. So there we go. Now the crappie, a buddy of mine went down and fished, and he was kind of like what you were saying. He went down Tuesday and almost caught a limit. Almost. And then yesterday he went down and he caught one.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've heard. And they were biting really good, and then all of a sudden it just shut off. Like,
but he's in
and the crappie they were catching were really good size, 13, 14 inches, and that that water temperature's hovering. We had that couple of cold mornings, mm-hmm. and it was hovering right around 60 degrees, and I think around 65 is the magic number for the crappie to spawn. So, we got some nice days coming. Saturday's supposed to be close to 80. So that water warm up here another week or so, the crappie should be going on bed here.
Yeah. Well, the my friend, the crappie fisherman, I love him to pieces. He's such a good human being, but he's just weird.
He is.
Yeah, he's just weird as hell. I mean, he's got to have, you know, he uses live bait. I mean, that's religiously. That's, you know, he swears by it. And you know, he's right. But they got to be a certain size. You know, if they're too big, won't work. They got to be a certain size. And, then he's happy. But now the stripers, the whites, and the hybrids, you know, they were starting to slap up on top. And I'm hearing that they are still. It's just not an extended, free-for-all yet.
Right. It's very short window in the morning. And that bite still, it slowed some, because there was guys that were getting limits every morning, and now they're getting one, maybe two. But before we had that storm and the lake turned a little chocolate here on us, the bite was really starting to take off on the top water. So I think it's going to be a little time you know, a few days to a week or so, and it should get back to where it was.
Yeah. Well, hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know more, you know, how can they find you, get a hold of you and Diane?
Hey, Gary, they could always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, leave us a message on there. Take a look at some of the pictures and that from the fish caught this past week. And as always, our website, thebayouresort.com.
And, you know, I will be at Blue Lady with Cheetos and red wine, mermaid fishing.
Oh yeah, I think Saturday the weather is going to be perfect mermaid weather.
Yeah, I'm gonna just work back and forth, you know, from Fouts to Blue Lady, just trolling ever so slow, and you know, I've got a yellow Speedo, and so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, let me know. Keep me, if you give me a call, I'll meet you down there.
Yeah, well, if you don't hear from me next Thursday, I've been abducted by a mermaid.
Oh, that would be wonderful, I think.
All right, Gary. Hey, we appreciate you, man. We'll catch you next week.
It sounds good, Gary.
Gary Faraci at the Bayou Resort with our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report. This hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. We're going to hear from them, and we got a weather forecast coming up.